Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another weekday podcast. Today, I want us to take a look and step into the scene from John chapter 8, beginning in verse 3. Now, if you were with me on Monday, you know I camped out on just two verses, chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Today, I want to go back to the New Living Translation, verses 3 through 12, because this story is electric. It's uncomfortable. It's totally raw, it's real, and honestly, it's the kind of story that doesn't let you walk away the same. So let me set the scene. Jesus is teaching in the temple. The morning sun is just starting to warm the stones. People are listening, leaning in, when suddenly a commotion. The religious leaders, the ones with the power, the ones with the rules, they drag in a woman caught in the act, not just accused, but caught. They put her in front of the crowd, in front of Jesus, and they say, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law says to stone her. What do you say?" I mean, you can feel the tension, right? I mean, the crowd is like holding its breath, like, what is he going to do? The leaders want to trap Jesus. If he says, "Let her go," he's soft on the law. If he says, "Stone her," he's just like everybody else. Another voice for violence, for shame. But Jesus, he doesn't answer. He bends down. He writes in the dust with his finger. I love this detail, because sometimes when the world demands an answer, the best thing you can do is pause, make space, let the dust settle. But they keep pressing him, demanding, insisting. So Jesus stands up, looks him in the eye, and says, "Okay, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." And then he bends down again, back to the dust. One by one, the accusers slip away. The oldest first, until only Jesus and the woman are left. Now, I want you to think about this. Two people are left. The one who could judge her and the one that was so busted. And what does he do? He shares grace. He gives grace. He stands up. He looks at her. "Where are your accusers?" he asks. "Did even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she says. And Jesus says, "Well, neither do I. Go and sin no more." And then in the very next verse, Jesus says to the crowd, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Just sit with that for a minute, guys. What kind of God is this? What kind of teacher? One who refuses to play by the rules of shame and violence and public humiliation? One who bends down when everyone else stands up? One who makes space for grace in the dust, in the tension, in the middle of the mess? I mean, look at the movement that's happening here. Look at the way Jesus disrupts the whole system, not with thunder, but with silence, with a question, with a pause, with a finger in the dust. He doesn't ignore the woman's brokenness. He doesn't pretend there's no sin. He just literally refuses to let them define her by her sin. He refuses to let her be crushed by it. Maybe that's the whole point, y'all. Maybe the light of the world isn't a spotlight that exposes and shames. Maybe it's a light that reveals a new way forward, a way out of darkness, a way out of cycles of blame and violence and accusation. So where are you in this story? Are you holding a stone? Are you standing in the dust, feeling exposed? Are you somewhere in the crowd just watching, wondering what Jesus is going to do next? Wherever you are, I urge you to hear this. Jesus is still riding in the dust, still making space for grace for you, still shining light in the darkest places. And maybe, just maybe, that's what we need most. Not more stones, not more shame, but more light, more grace, a lot more Jesus. Thanks for listening in, friends. I trust you have a great day, and God bless you. Thanks so much for listening to today's Weekday Podcast.